Bob Costas is in New York, and we've got him hooked up on his cell phone. Let's get his reaction. Bob, are you there?
Yeah, hi, Paul. I just landed from St. Louis and turning around and coming back on Friday. I heard the comments of the Archbishop. I certainly respect his position and his right to act according to his own conscience and beliefs and to firmly state those beliefs. On the other hand, I have never applied a litmus test, Catholic or otherwise, to the religious or philosophical beliefs of any of the performers who are very generous and donate their time all through the years, all of them very prominent performers from different parts of the political and religious spectrum. I've never applied any litmus test to any of them. I'm grateful to them for coming and donating their time and talent to a very worthy cause. I don't intend to apply that litmus test now or any time in the future. I'm very grateful to Sheryl Crow, whom I think highly of as both a performer and a person, for being willing to do this last year. And then when she had a bout of breast cancer, she had to step aside, but immediately said, I'll be back next year amid a very trying schedule if she comes to do this. People may disagree on a variety of political and religious issues, but I think we all agree it's a good idea to help sick kids. And that's what Sheryl Crow is coming here to do on Saturday night. I'm proud to have her, just as I'm proud to have Billy Crystal.
You said something there that rings very true with me, having done lots of fundraisers myself for children's hospitals in various places in this country. Anybody who does anything to help sick kids is doing something noble. Does it bother you that the Archbishop is coming out now, just days before the event, and saying this?
The Archbishop is entitled to his position, and I believe that he is acting out of conscience, so I respect that. But I will respectfully do this according to my own lights, and I have no misgiving whatsoever about Sheryl Crow being on that stage. I welcome her, and I applaud her.
Do you think after he has said this that this will affect who you can book in the future?
I would hope not, because I would make it clear to anyone who raised a question, and I'm not sure that a question would be raised, but if such a question were raised, I would make it clear that it was I who was extending the invitation, and that I wouldn't anticipate this sort of thing in the future. And if this sort of thing did occur, it's not going to cause me to withdraw that invitation. And we'll still have a fine time on Saturday for a very fine cause. If there are some among the Catholic faithful who, according to their own consciences, feel that they should follow Archbishop Burke's advice and not use the ticket, I understand that as well.
Bob, you've been in
purchasing the ticket, and the ticket will, and those ticket proceeds will go to help the children of Cardinal Guana.
Bob, you've been involved in a lot of fundraisers yourself. Have you ever been asked for your views on any kind of issue before you were requested to be involved in an event?
No, I have not. In fairness, though, and I think you need to be fair in a civil dialogue, even to those with whom you might disagree. I think the point that Archbishop Burke is making is not that some sort of questionnaire should be given or some sort of interrogation should be undertaken, but his point is that Sheryl Crow's positions on these issues are well known publicly, and that is his objection. But I have no objection to Sheryl Crow expressing herself, whether it's on global warming or any of these other issues. She's entitled to do that, just as many artists do. A couple of years ago, and I realize that this is a gray area in terms of church teaching, the Catholic Church happened to oppose the war in Iraq at the outset, but they're not opposed to war across the board. There is such a thing in the view of the church as a just war. But nonetheless, when John Mellencamp, who was a wonderful man, who performed recently at Walter Reed for soldiers who have been injured in combat in a war which he does not support, but nonetheless, John is always there for any charitable event. When John Mellencamp came a couple of years ago and performed at Cardinal Glennon, the members of the audience and the members of the board who might have supported President Bush didn't sit there and say, you know, I heard John Mellencamp's protest songs, and therefore send him home. No, there are certain things on which decent people can agree, and one of them, I would hope, is helping sick kids.
On a slightly nicer note, how are ticket sales?
Well, I think they're pretty darn brisk. I think we were down to just a tiny handful and expecting a sellout, and I'm sure it will be that or very close to that.
Tell me a little bit about your relationship with Billy Crystal. Does it go back a long way?
Very long way. We met when I was just starting at NBC Sports in the early 80s, and he was riding high on Saturday Night Live. We have a lot in common. We both grew up on Long Island, similar interests, especially baseball. And so we spent a lot of time together, both on air and off air, over the years. And in fact, the reason why, this is the 19th year that we've done this, and the 9th or 10th that we've done it at the Fox, and we've had, you know, big-name performers, Seinfeld and Leno and Ray Romano and Gary Shandling and all the rest. But one of the reasons why I held off until now to ask Billy is that he's such a big baseball fan, I wanted to bring him to town on a weekend when the Cardinals were at home. Some years we've done it in February and March, and it wasn't baseball season. This year with the Cardinals not just at home but with an attractive series against the Cubs, as soon as I saw the schedule, I said, this is the year I'm going to ask Billy. So he and I are going to the Cardinal game on Friday, and then he'll perform along with Cheryl Crow on Saturday.
That's great. By the way, I didn't know that Billy was out doing stand-up again. I know he had his long Broadway run with his show 700 Sundays, and he had played it in a couple of cities. Unfortunately, he hasn't done it full scale here in St. Louis. Will he be doing a version of that for the people who are at the Fox on Saturday night?
You know, it's a really good question, Paul, because Billy has not been doing classic stand-up for quite some time. Now, he does those comic relief things each year with Robin Williams and Whoopi Goldberg, and I've seen him do riffs, and there are certainly chunks of 700 Sundays that would play in and of themselves as stand-up routines, but he's such a pro and has been at this for so long. You know, he asked me over the phone about the audience, what their interests are, what the tone of the crowd is, that kind of thing, how long he should go. I told him, you know, half an hour to 45 minutes, whatever you feel comfortable with. He's not going to have a problem with it. He'll tailor it to the audience, and he'll lay him in the aisles.
And it'll be Billy first and then Cheryl?
Yeah, it's always the comedian first. It's not a matter of who's the bigger star or who goes first on the marquee. It's a matter of we take an intermission after the comedian, and then the band has an opportunity to set up at the back of the stage. So it always works best to have the music conclude the show rather than open it.
Plus, when you're striking the set from a comedian, you only have to move one mic.
That's my point entirely. Exactly right.
How are things at NBC Sports? Have you had any conversations with Tiki Barber about joining your Sunday night crew?
Well, that's the reason why I flew back. I had been in St. Louis for a stretch, but tomorrow we're shooting promos with Tiki Barber and Chris Collinsworth and Jerome Bettis and Keith Olbermann, who's also been added. So I've got to come back to New York for 24 hours to shoot the promos tomorrow morning before returning to St. Louis for this weekend's event.
Boy, I'll tell you, you're dealing with controversial people here. Sheryl Crow, Keith Olbermann. You're living life on the edge, Bob Costas.
Yeah, I get my edge by their reflections.
I appreciate you checking in this afternoon. I'm sure it's going to be a fantastic event this weekend, regardless of all of the things that have happened this afternoon. And you always put together a terrific night, and I know it's a great success. And as I said to you before, you're helping out sick kids, and that's the most noble thing anybody can do. So congratulations on 19 successful years of doing that, and here's to many more.
Thanks a lot, Paul. Good being with you.
Thank you very much. Bob Costas, live from New York here on The Paul Harris Show on News Talk 1120 KMOX.